Did you wanna be famous? Did you wanna be the president? Did you wanna start a war? Did you wanna have a family? Did you wanna be in love? Did you wanna be in love?
I never saw the light. I never saw the light. I waited up all night, but I never saw the light.
Let the good times roll.
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 Wow, it's like having a choir right here in the studio, Pete.
It's like having Rick Ocasek on your lap.
That's right. You're listening to Hot Mess. It's a rainy Friday. It's 6 o'clock. We're up rainy. Here at UBC.
It's like...
trying to keep it real.
It's like walking around in an unflavored Slurpee out there.
In an unflavored Slurpee.
Ah, man. So this is Handsome Anderson. We got Jason Awesome also on the show as usual.
Hi.
And Ready Eddie, also known Vintage.
Vintage.
And we have another guest DJ, because that's just what we do. That's how we like to roll. Here.
We roll deep. Balls and deep.
That is the voice.
Deep and dirty.
Of Trevor Risk.
Mm.
Popular, handsome DJ from around the way.
Also music editor of Ion Magazine,
yes,
as well
is.
As member of the band.
The Good News.
And the Good News, as it turns out, is one of the most popular and played bands here on Vancouver University Radio, correct?
Correct. We were, I believe, number 2 last month, and I think ranked 26 on the top 100 of the year.
That's right, mofos. Recognized.
We're college radio popular. We're kind of a big deal. Like the Violent Femmes, kind of.
You guys were opening for Chaos recently around beautiful British Columbia. You've got a bunch of gigs coming up. We'll talk about that stuff during the show. We're going to get into all kinds of crazy, juicy things. But I think the most important thing that we should talk about right off the top of the show
is obviously Jennifer Aniston naked on the cover of GQ magazine. Hey!
Oh, okay.
I think Jay had something else in mind, but all right, whatever.
Well, no, that obviously takes precedence. So what why is that? Why is that?
I was just,
besides the obvious reasons, why is that so exciting for you?
I was just surfing the internet, as people do in this day and age, and there was a photo shoot done where she's wearing nothing but a necktie, which I think she has coming down on either side covering the nips, and she's in good shape, that woman.
Fit.
Yeah.
She's a fiddle.
Shtight.
I'm trying to look at it. Hold on. I'm trying to,
he's trying to call it up,
bring
on
it up on the old
Jennifer
internet.
Aniston 6 years ago, maybe.
Don't even tell me that's...
That doesn't look like her. Look
okay.
at her face.
I mean,
we're actually,
I know there's airbrushing there, but good Lord.
We're actually looking at the cover of GQ magazine on the computer screen right now. We're going to put a picture of it up on our blog, hotmess.org, if you want to check it out.
.org?
.org. That's my Canadian accent coming out there.
Erg.
Something else I think we should talk about right off the bat is
what?
Fact that... Ed.
Yes.
Now, Ed, nobody really knows. I'm just going to throw it. Nobody really knows what your ethnic background is.
I'm the nondescript ethnicity.
But
that's me.
But you could potentially
be
mistaken for
a Mexican.
A cholo.
And
isn't that something you eat at a fair?
No.
That's anyways, a churro.
And you, because of this fact,
yes.
you got a role.
I did. Well, I I was in a
playing an essay.
This is going to be priceless.
I was in a photo shoot today for Crime Stoppers. You see, what Crime Stoppers is doing, they have a campaign going on that is encouraging you to call in and report criminals because as a witness of a crime, you will not be exposed. However, in calling in the crime, you will expose criminals. So yeah, I was a little criminal today. I was holding a 9mm little gun in the freezing cold, standing over some people, and I look like a complete goof. But
wearing a do-rag, yeah, and a plaid shirt buttoned up at the top,
yeah, just the top,
pretty much. But yeah, it was kind of funny. It was amusing. Did that start off my day, and yeah, you're gonna see me as a criminal around the city of Vancouver on posters. So please, please don't call the police and say I'm a criminal because I'm not.
Did you have to say things like, "Hey man, have you ever had your shit pushed in?" That's a scene from. Come on,
is that American Me?
No, that's that movie with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. What movie is that?
I don't know. You're
Training
on your own.
Day. It's Training Day.
I could have, but I mean, really, we didn't have to say anything because it was photos. So we were just screaming out stupid shit and screaming around. It was kind of fun.
We all know that you're loco, but, you know,
Eduardo,
I appreciate
that. Eduardo
the fact
El DJ Loco.
Man.
Sí, señor. Ciao. But, yeah.
But it was a great day. It was a great day. You got to beat guys up and point guns at them in the rain while they lay in
the one
puddles.
Guy had the one dude, the victim had like full on padding, and like there's a stunt coach there, and we got to kick the shit out of him. Essentially, it was fantastic. It was a good way to get out some frustration.
Yeah,
I
actually didn't get to kick anybody because I had to hold a gun, which was kind of boring in a way, but it was fun.
I don't want to see you angry, by the way.
No. Ever. It's not pretty.
Here's another thing I thought that was kind of interesting. The nominations for the Golden Globes just came out, and Tom Cruise got nominated for Best Supporting Actor for Tropic Thunder.
Yeah,
you know, the fat suit and the beard and the dancing that he does.
Way to go, Tom
Cruise. I don't know quite how I feel about that. And he's up against Heath Ledger, so.
Not going to happen. I do appreciate his comedic timing, though. I didn't think that Tom Cruise would be able to rock it like he did in that movie.
To Flo Rida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Graham didn't even know it was him until the end of the movie when the thing came up. What do you say? The name, you know, the name?
The credits?
Yeah. This is
way to want to be in the film business there, buddy.
Hello. I think that we should talk about what we're doing on the show today, too, because we've got some great interviews lined up.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be talking to a friend of ours who's a very talented
designer.
Yes, indeed. His name's Jason Dussault, if you don't know.
From Vancouver,
and he's big business. He's
money.
He creates awesome stuff. He's got a clothing line called Deuce. He's in business with Gene. Do you know who Gene is?
Gene the Tongue Simmons.
That's right. Kiss. Mm.
I'd like to ask him if Gene just gets drunks at parties and walks around trying to lick people.
It was actually, you know what, I have a Gene Simmons story. I was up at the TELUS World Ski and Snowboard Festival watching the really bunk fashion show that they have there every year. And Gene Simmons was kind of hilarious. He just did whatever the hell he wanted. Doesn't matter. He just walked in, stood up, interrupted the whole show. Everyone in the whole place was like looking at him and like total disruption. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. And then I was talking to Sue, who runs the whole festival, and I guess they got in big trouble because he just decided, I'm going to drive my whatever Escalade or whatever the hell he drives right through the village of Whistler. Totally not cool because Whistler fines big time.
They call that absolute power. What do you think of Gene Simmons, Trevor?
I'm for him.
One vote in.
What do you think? Should we get the music underway?
I'm excited about the music tonight. I'm really jazzed.
What we got, Trevor Risk?
Well, there's this remix artist called Moulinex, and Moulinex keeps getting the shaft on like actually being on an official remix. Like Cut Copy released some songs, and they did a great remix of Lights and Music. And I asked Cut Copy, and they're like, "Yeah, we were for it, but Modular wasn't." And so now he did something with Sebastian Tellier.
Who I'm a huge fan of.
Of course. Which is funny. You know, women always say they don't understand why he's all about sexuality and they don't find him sexy. And women actually do find him sexy. I have proof. So which I'm not going to go into.
So,
but it's a Mulodex remix of Sebastian Telly. They kept all the sweet orgasm sounds in the track, and it's all disco and all right. Just lovely.
Because nothing turns people on more on a Friday night than hearing other people have sex
on the radio.
That's a fact. Do it.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just gonna put out a disclaimer that I'm running this CD thing. So let's hope it rocks out. Okay.
All right,
yeah. This is the first time I've done back to back CDs.
Last time
we'll
I checked, you pressed play
until the music comes in. So yeah, all right, try talking.
So here we go, Hot Mess, CITI 101.9, Vancouver.
Check it.
I love that we're the show of like remixes. We'll be right back.
Niggas rolling them big ass trucks with them big ass rims. Let's go.
They're in my truck, go tell, but they're in my truck. Can you feel it?
What?
Cause this is how we live in
trucks. Let me see. All of my misses. Get live with it. Work it. Work it. Twerk it. Work it. Twerk. Let's go. Turn it up. Burn it up. Let's see who earning ducks. Cheap ass niggas burn them up. Make niggas not wanna ride their cars. Dilla come out, sick as high they cars. Dilla spend dough on a whip, nigga. 20 inch chrome rims with the gold dip, nigga. Wanna go bigger, but they ain't gon' fit. Seen this nigga with those trays on his. In the trucks, them girls be on. Bounce all day to the early morn. Dilla give you what you want. And if you in a truck right now, then honk your horn.
They're in my truck.
My missus, get live with it. Work it, work it, twerk it, work it, twerk. Let's go. We bounce in them trucks with the beat in the back. Four big wheels with the TVs to match. And all through my system, tweeters and knock. My truck set off alarms when it beat up your block. Let's go. Let me see who spent that. Don't wanna whip, don't gotta go rent that. In a hot whip, switching lanes. D play to win, pick your game. Y'all know McNass is the name. All truck niggas let your system burn.
They're in my truck.
Okay.
Whatever, they're in my truck.
Yeah.
Can you feel it?
What?
Cause this is how we live in
trucks. Let me see. Work it, twerk it. Let's go.
They're in my truck. Whatever, they're in my truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, while they're in my truck. Cause this is how we
okay.
Live in
trucks. DLLA, 50 wheel. In the blades, give me chills. See me switching lanes. Symbol on the grill. Weed up in your face. We up in the place.
Whoa.
VIPs with the cake. Roll out in the seven seater with the bass.
Whoa.
A whole lot of banging back. Come through, dumb dudes. Faces cracked. Watching the whip. Better watch a blip. But she hop out, hopping this. She wanna bounce in the hottest whip. Please believe.
Fill up.
Hot as shit. Welcome to the D. Shake it down. Get the weed and break it down. Yeah. Shake it down. Yo. Let's go.
They're in my cup. Whatever. They're in my cup. It got me feeling fucked up. But this is how we live in trucks. They're in my truck. Whatever. They're in my cup. Been here while they're in my truck. Cause this is how we live in trucks.
That's right. Hot Mess 101.9 CITR. We are back.
Oh, man. I love trucks. I used to own a truck, being the good Albertan that I am.
I was conceived in a truck.
Who was that? That was to the beat and tune of the Cars song.
That was
Cars.
Jay Dilla. Rest in peace.
God, that was fabulous. It made me kind of feel crunk.
It's a little bit crunk, a little bit hyphy. It's probably not much hyphy, but I was crunking.
Less hyphy than crunk.
Yeah, I don't actually know what either of those mean, but I know that Ghost Riding the Whip was really fun for the year we were allowed to do it.
The kids out there would understand, though.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, right now,
Let's
talk clothes. We've got a guy on the line who is a guru of the subject because he's one of the greatest designers. I'm just going to throw it out there. In Vancouver, in North America, possibly planet Earth and beyond.
The attention to detail that his gear has is beyond. It's fantastic.
Let's get him on the line.
The great lighting. So, let's talk to
Jason Dussault.
Gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Jason Dussault.
Yes.
How are you?
Welcome to Hot Mess.
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for having me.
No problem, man. We wanted to get you on the show for a long time because being one of the premier designers, I said in Vancouver, in North America, and possibly planet Earth and beyond, so I hope that wasn't overselling it.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I think it's pretty amazing what's at least happened in our local market here, how the brand is, I don't know, people have really identified with it, and I think it would be safe to say it's definitely one of the most popular brands in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland for sure.
Well, let's talk about the specifics of it because you've got different brands and they each have their own sort of vibe to them as well, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And the reason that that's important is that, you know, I was always growing up the kind of guy that was friends with everybody and did a little bit of everything. So, you know, I played football, so I hung out with the jocks, but I also skated and had a half pipe in my backyard, so I'd hang out with the skaters, and I played hockey, and, you know, I did a little bit of everything as well as listened to all sorts of types of music, just depending on, you know, what I was interested in or what I was doing at that time. You know, if I was going on a road trip and drive my truck or my car, whatever, I could listen to country, or if I'm snowboarding, I'd be listening to Metallica. So, you know, we'd go sort of all over the place. So with my fashion, having different lines allows me to dress dependent on, you know, how I feel or where I'm going and not always have to look a certain way.
So you've got Deuce. You've got a bunch of different. Let's talk about the. Give us the names of all your specific.
Sure. Yeah. Well, my original line is Deuce, which has actually become Dussault Apparel. A little funny story. I'll jet off on this one because it involves a rock star. The reason I changed the name from Deuce to Dussault was Gene Simmons' suggestion. When I first met him, I met him in his home office in Beverly Hills. And I made him a jacket, which he still wears today. In fact, anytime he's on TV or whatever, you know, he's doing. Last time he was on Who's Smarter Than the Fifth Grader, he was wearing the jacket I made for him. But anyway, it was a leather jacket. It said Deuce on the back.
Mr. Family Jewels himself.
Mr. Family Jewels himself, exactly. And of course, when you know Gene, this is exactly what would come out. It makes total sense what would come out of his mouth. But his lawyer was in the room, and he said, Deuce? Don't I own that trademark? Come on, that was my second highest grossing song. I gotta own that trademark. And so his lawyer said, no, Gene, you don't own that one. So after I left, you know, Gene, I guess, got onto his computer, did a bunch of Google searches, and, you know, called me on my cell phone. Now, remember, this is the first time Gene Simmons has ever called me on my phone. So, you know, I'm pretty pumped up.
Yeah, it's a pretty great moment. You're gonna
Gene
remember.
Who? I'm sorry, it's you broke awesome, up there. Gene
right?
Who?
It's like one of those jokes where you want to be like, Gene Simmons, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Nice try.
What do my buddies screw up, right?
And then shortly thereafter, put him on speakerphone.
Exactly.
Guys, it's Gene Simmons.
He called me back and said, look, I think you're going to have problems trademarking the name Deuce in the U.S. because there's so many Deuce companies down here, and he listed a bunch. So, you know, he strongly recommended before I spent a bunch of money on marketing and marketing the Deuce name in the U.S. That I come up with a name that would be a lot easier to trademark. So that's where we changed it to Dussault. So that's a long way of naming one brand.
And you're in business with him.
Is obvious the Gene Simmons money bag
right.
Line.
And now, is this true? Forgive me if this is incorrect, but did you not copyright the dollar sign?
Yeah, no. Gene Simmons did 29 years ago.
Oh, okay. Wow. So,
yeah, 29 years
what
ago,
foresight?
Gene Simmons trademarked the money bag logo. He drew the money bag and put the cash symbol in the middle of it, and that's trademarked. Now, you cannot trademark the S with the slash in the middle of it. Yeah, something to do with the money or currency or whatever, you can't, but you can trademark, and he did trademark the money bag logo. So literally he could stop anybody he wanted from using the money bag logo, including Monopoly,
including Scrooge McDuck.
Exactly.
He's coming after you, Walt Disney.
You know, and so that just goes to show. I mean, Gene owns I don't know the exact number, but I would guess close to 1,000 trademarks. I believe he owns the trademark OJ.
Yeah.
I know he owns Dominatrix.
Wow.
You know, quite a few cool things. And so he's an amazing business man and partner of mine I've learned so much from. But anyway, the Gene Simmons money bag logo has two offshoots. There's one line that I did of high-end leather goods, and then there's a second line that we're going to be launching in January for the the adrenaline sports market. So snowboarding, downhill mountain biking, snowmobiling, you know, all that sort of, any sort of extreme sort of sports.
Yeah, nice.
And I think that the money bag logo is perfect for it. I think the timing's perfect for it. You know, at a time right now with the way the economy is going, for high-end apparel, it's probably not the most palatable symbol to be rocking. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
everybody's broke and you're running around with money bag on the side of your hat.
Although, if now, you believe it, it's self-fulfilling prophecy, right?
Well, I think that the adrenaline, just take a snowboarder.
Yep.
A snowboarder wants the opposite of what's cool, right? It's like I got a 15-year-old kid, a snowboarder. He wants to look as silly as he can and be the opposite of whatever the mainstream is. So the opposite of, I believe, is the money bag right now, and I think it's just going to be huge in the adrenaline sports market. And when I brought Gene up to Whistler and we were looking for the face of this line, every snowboarder identified with it and really liked it. We'll be launching toques, bandanas, hats, tees, and hoodies in January at the SIA show in Vegas.
That was actually a pretty good episode. I saw that one. How's the first guy that you guys went with? He got injured pretty badly. How's he doing? Is he recovered? Or
he's doing good, and I signed him. So
oh, nice. You got
he's
both
part
of them then.
Money bag team. And he's traveling all over the place.
That's fantastic.
Every time I hear from him, he's in a different country on a hill somewhere where there's snow.
Wicked, man.
And he's fantastic. His name's Ryan. And great guy. Yeah, he's fine. He's also been out there working it. He set me up with Flo that makes bindings, boots, and boards. They started out making the step-in bindings. You know the Flo bindings?
Yep.
And we're negotiating on doing a Gene Simmons money bag board, boot, and binding combo.
Full package.
Dude, as if that wasn't enough, you're also doing stuff for the Canucks. You got so much going. The life of a rock and roll fashion designer. Is it as good as we all dream it is?
You know what, man? It is.
That's the best answer.
Point blank.
It doesn't even get better than that. Can I ask you a quick question about what was sort of the steps for you getting started in the apparel business and maybe some tips for anybody out there, especially because you're from Vancouver, who'd be, you know, wanting to sort of not take away from your market share, but, you know, try something new?
Yeah, for sure. Listen, you know, something I'm an open book. I like to help people out. I'm not one of these people that, you know, wants chase people out of the business. I also don't see anybody as a threat. So I would love to give advice and how I started in this. I always thought I had a knack for fashion. I knew I had a knack for art. I've been drawing since I could pick up a pen or a pencil or chalk or whatever I could pick up to draw with. and always, you know, came up with ideas in my head, very creative as a kid. So I knew I wanted to do something in the arts as I got older. I just didn't know what that would be. And then I also noticed that I could forecast clothing. And what I mean by that is I would know a trend or be looking for clothing prior to it being available. So I'd be like, you know what? Foam truckers are going to come into fashion next year. I know they're going to be huge. Foam truckers are foam truckers are the thing. Everybody, you know, maybe everybody this time is wearing ballers. I'm just using this as an excuse.
Yeah.
As an example. And then, you know, I'd go around looking for foam truckers and you couldn't find them anywhere. And then 6 months later, they're available. Then a year later, they're the biggest thing out there. So I just found that for some reason, I sort of knew the trends before they were going to happen. And then I guess the third piece that really sealed the deal for me was that whenever I saw clothing, I would say, well, this is great, but why didn't they take it to the next step? Wouldn't it be great if it had this on it? You know, wouldn't it be great if the logo was moved here and larger? Wouldn't it be great if they used this material and did this? And so I thought, what the hell, I'm going to try it. And I put together some money that I saved. I put together a small collection. And through networking, I got it into one of the highest-end clothing stores in town, Leone's.
Wow.
Nice. And I did a very, and the idea behind the collection was just to make the most comfortable, highest quality piece of wearable in the form of a hoodie.
Something that you're going to wear, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I did that with silk lining, but I put acetate down the sleeves so you didn't get, you know, sweaty arms. I put faux minky fur in the inside of the pockets, but also at the base of your head, at your wrist, so that you would feel that minky at your wrist and also at your neck. And then I hand painted patches that were embroidered and used bleach to, you know, give this sort of third dimension to the material.
Wicked. So it's almost like a custom piece you build with the attention to detail.
Yeah, for sure, because I think it's everything, and now I realize why no other brands do it, and I can really say no other brands. The attention to detail just isn't there, and the reason it isn't is because it's so damn expensive.
Dude.
I mean, it is, like, so expensive, and you just want to cut corners so much, and I see that, and I catch myself all the time going, oh, you know what? If I just use this material, it would be less expensive so I could sell more units, or if we use this material here, you know, I could make a little bit more money, or you know, this isn't, why do we have to use real lambskin, Italian lambskin? Why don't we use this leather? And I stop myself every time, and I just make sure, no, this is, we're making the best, and we're not thinking about costs, and I think that's why people
it sets you apart. I mean,
wicked.
It definitely,
Jason,
sets you guys apart.
Jason, I'm going to, you said you're obviously great at predicting future trends. I want to make a prediction of my own.
Okay.
I predict that one day the Hot Mess crew, you and Gene Simmons, are going to, in the near future, by the way, rocking Vegas together in a style the likes of which many others hath never seen before.
Well, you're invited. I can tell you, we're going to be there January 28th. So if you guys can get on a plane, we're going to be throwing a big party at the Hard Rock Hotel, and you guys are invited. So, you know, you never know. I could maybe even sneak in an interview for you with Gene. He gives me a hard time all the time. He only does national press.
Yeah.
But I always sneak in the local stuff when I get a chance. So,
nice.
Right on, man.
January, I think it's the 27th, January 27th in Vegas.
I'm buying my plane ticket right now. Thanks so much, Jason. We appreciate it. If you guys want to know more, check out dosoapparel.com. You, sir, are a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you so much.
Vancouver inspiration.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very, very much. And like I said earlier, I love the name Hot Mess. It's fantastic. And I'm going to be following the channel now, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Hotmess.org, baby.
Hotmess.org.
Thank you very much.
All right, ciao, guys.
Cheers.
What a champion.
What a gentleman and a scholar.
All right, so I guess, Risk, are you in for Vegas?
And a well-dressed man.
I'm more of an Ace Frehley kind of guy.
Whoa!
Sorry. I'm out.
Dude, I'm checking prices for flights.
Yeah,
right
WestJet.com or Allegiant Air. Let's go.
In the meantime, and in between time.
28.
In the meantime and in between time, how about we listen to some more fantastical tracks?
I think that's a great idea. Trevor Riss. Mm-hmm. What do we got?
Well, this is a song that's by a lost hit from Nina Hagen. It's this great up-tempo disco tune. Although I'm trying to play it in the nightclubs, it's not going over so well. But maybe because Kanye is not on like the bridge or something.
Yeah.
And it takes a little while to drop, but after like a minute and a half, it's my favorite song of the moment.
Okay.
All right, let's check it out.
Hot Mess, 101.9 CITR, Vancouver.
Good potatoes?
All right, give me some of your mom's potatoes.
Your father would like more.
Down we go.
You did that on purpose.
No, I didn't.
Oh, yes, you did.
I did not.
Find it.
Hey.
You bitch!
Honey, you're tearing me apart!
Hey, guys! Guys! Hey, I'm on a date here.
So there you have it. That's a scene from the ever-popular show Less Than Kind, shot in Winnipeg. And we have the man of the hour right here, Benjamin Arthur, a.k.a. Josh Bletcher from the show Less Than Kind. How you doing, buddy?
We're shaking. How you doing, Maddie?
Good, man. We're just doing a little radio show up here. We got your buddy Trevor Riss DJing for us tonight.
Hey, man.
Oh, nice, nice. Say hi to Trevor for me.
He's right here.
I'm right here.
Oh, we're shaking, Trevor.
Hi, Ben.
Jason Awesome's here. We got the whole crew. So what's shaking? Things are going well. The show's doing good. You guys are about to start your second season, right?
Yeah. About to go in for a week of rehearsals in Toronto. And then we're looking at February 19th, I think, to go back for another 13. Just finished signing contract stuff as well for a third season. So fingers crossed for that one. We'll find out next December.
And God,
if that's a go.
You guys are shooting in Winnipeg. I mean, I'm assuming all that snow isn't fake, and it's not like the most beautiful exotic place to be shooting. How's that going for you?
Man, well, Winnipeg actually, it's really funny because when we first got there, I was like, oh no, this is gonna be a disaster. First of all, it took me about a week to just like even get like the chill out of my bones. Luckily, there's a sauna and a hot tub in the hotel that they have me up in. And literally I sit in there for about like an hour every day, because when I first got there, it was like minus 30 and I thought that was bad. And then like literally as the week progressed, it was like minus 40, minus 42. And then like at its worst, it was minus 50. But Winnipeg actually is a really great city to shoot in. If I'd been stuck in Toronto, if I'd been stuck in Vancouver, I think that my focus would be a little off.
Yeah.
When you're in Winnipeg, you have nothing.
And at least it's you're like, not that far away.
It's so cold, you can't leave your hotel. So you get home, all you do is you get in the hot tub, warm up a little bit, go back to your room, order food, and work on your next day's work. So all you have is your work, really, to fall back on.
The women in Winnipeg are deceptively attractive, though.
I agree. I didn't get to go out very much in the Pegger, because I only had like one day off a week.
You had a hotel
but
room, though, you said.
I know some beautiful women who live in Vancouver from Winnipeg.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Jay Brown here. How you doing, man?
Jay Brown.
Question for you, homie.
Everybody's in the house.
I want to talk about the show here, Less Than Kind. And right off the bat, my first question for you is, you and your brother can't possibly be genetically related.
Are you talking about in the show or literally?
No, in the show.
Either or. Take it however you feel.
Yeah, the way that they sell it, when they were casting, basically, Mark's whole thing was that, Sheldon is supposed to be father to basically the son of the dad. You know what I mean? And I'm supposed to be the sort of the son of the mom,
which
kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like he got the dad's genetics and I got sort of the mom's genetics, and I'm sort of the golden boy because I didn't end up like him, you know what I mean, but still carry the name for them.
And, of course, you're just talking about Mark, who is Mark McKinney of Kids in the Hall, who produces the show. Did he create the show?
No, he's not a creator, but he's a story editor.
Yeah.
On the show, Kids in the Hall actually just signed. I don't know if I'm supposed to be telling anybody this, but I know that they're going for another season. They got another 12 episodes coming up.
Well,
next year.
You heard
right
it
after,
first,
yeah,
right here.
Less Than Kind shoots. I think that they're going to go away and start another season. Which
Has
is cool.
Mark McKinney ever tried to crush your head?
It's so funny. I was like, I want to try that with him. And then I got on set and I was like, no, maybe not a good idea.
How do you not sing like the Hody Oten Deo song to him or try and crush his head? Seriously.
Or the Chicken Lady or like, there's so much.
You get fired, it'd totally be worth it. Come on.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I was talking to your actual brother
the
other day.
Winnipeg, to finish that off, Winnipeg ended up becoming a character in our storyline. I mean, like, you know, I don't think if we shot in Winnipeg in the summertime that it would have, like, as equally the funny effect that it actually did, that the weather sort of played the character. throughout the entire 13 episodes. It kind of like, it got progressively worse. And every time we had to be outside, Josh is a little bit too cool. He's just come from Toronto. He just got off of a TV show for a year. So he's got all this like bravado. He still thinks he's sort of like the shit, if I'm allowed to say that.
He
walks around in like a skinny little leather jacket and like hold up jeans in like minus 40. And when I'm out there,
I swear to God, those are your jeans too, dude. Yeah. I think you're wearing your own clothes on that show.
And honestly, if Winnipeg was an actual character, I would assume that it would just be an old man drunk wearing snow pants.
Just snow pants.
Yeah, Ben, do you style yourself on the show or does someone style you in real life?
Yeah, there you go. That's a question that no one will know to answer.
You look like you.
Winnipeg wardrobe woman who had worked a lot. Like, her resume is pretty impressive. She did shit like on Capote and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But she had been dressing Josh like, I don't know, it looked like Sears catalog stuff. She just didn't really know how to dress like the younger characters. And they wanted a lot of color on the show, and I was like, fuck, how am I going to do this? So I weaseled out of it, and I was just basically, I turned down everything that they put me into. And I was like, look, he's got to have, like, a leather jacket that he always wears, no matter whether they're going to church on Sunday or, like, you know, he's going on a date. He's always got to be in this leather jacket. It's got to be, like, sort of James Dean-y, because he's got to, like, you know, be portraying, like, a classic actor. And then he's got to kind of have the L.A. sort of a garb to him. But his jeans maybe are a little bit too worn. Like, they were cool maybe, like, 2 years ago with a couple holes, and now they're just a little too big. And he's got the deep V-necks and the fake tan and the bad hair all the time, so.
Now, I know you've always got scenes where you're in your underwear, and I think that was something that you create on your own. Is that American Apparel? Are you guys working on a sponsorship for you? Because you should be getting underwear for life.
Yeah, I know, man. It's pretty funny. Yeah, there was a scene that called for Josh to come downstairs in his pajamas to the breakfast table, and they had sort of laid out all these pajamas for me, and they were like, you know, what do you want to wear? Which pajamas do you want to wear? They had these, like, Hugh Hefner silk robe thing and then, like, some other thing. And I was just like, I don't know. It doesn't feel right. I feel like I want to come downstairs the first time that the audience sees me in the house with the family. I want to come downstairs. I want to have, like, a little bit scruffy. I'm kind of, like, haven't been back for 2 years. I kind of want to, like, just be out there. So I just sort of rocked the underwear that I had on, which just so happened to be like the little briefy American Apparel things, and then they loved it. And then everything, because they were writing as we were shooting, basically, so we wouldn't get our episodes till like a day before. So then now all of a sudden, every single episode had like, he comes downstairs in his underwear and like blah blah blah, and like, you know, the mom has like, you know, is dirty it, looks. And
is it American Apparel?
It is American Apparel, yeah. And yeah, it's pretty funny. We actually talked about that. We were speaking to the guy who was a part of Ginch Gaunch to see if we could get his stuff on the show. I can get free underwear for life, like we were saying.
You're going to get like an underwear campaign out of this, I swear to God.
You're the Marky Mark.
Dude, I know you got a lot of things to do. Thank you so much for coming on the show and taking the time to talk about it. The show's super funny, man, and I'm stoked it's going to get a second season, so it's awesome.
And when you see us on the street, man, don't be less than kind.
City
Dave Brown, I got love in my heart for you always. Maddie, Eddie,
City
Trevor.
City TV, what time?
What's that?
When's the show on?
Oh, 10:30, Monday night, City TV.
Yeah. And it's late night, so they're swearing
and
boobies.
Same episode every Saturday night at 8.
Okay, check your local listings, folks, because you want to go see Less Than Kind on your home screen machine.
All right, thanks again, Benjamin. We'll see you soon.
No problems, guys. Ciao.
Okay, peace.
Later. That's right. How Mess Crew, we talk to cool people on the show, don't we, boys?
It's fun. You know what I mean? Mm.
You know what's funner?
What?
Playing awesome music from Trevor Risk, because I don't feel like he's gotten to flex enough today yet.
Let's just throw on some beats for a while and just...
It's been the interview show.
And, like, break... Well, no, I was going to
say... No, we're not going to break anything.
But I got to get out of that mindset.
That was last week.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor Risk, tell me what's underneath the button I'm about to press, sir.
Oh, well, the whole Ace Frehley thing reminded me that I have a great song by Ace Frehley. It's a cover of New York Groove by Hello. It's a big fan. Everyone's a big fan of this song, especially the guys who wrote Entourage, which is always in all the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Enjoy. Enjoy.
Since I was here, I'm back in the New York groove. listen to exciting locals. And you can listen every Friday from 6 to 7:30 free. You don't have to go out to have a good time. Just turn on your radio, pick up your phone, and call Hot Mess at 604-822-CITR. Don't spend your Friday nights alone. Dial your radio to 101.9 CITR Vancouver or hook up online to citr.ca. Hot Mess is always available 24/7 at hotmess.org. Remember, it's always hot and it's always free.
Hot Mess is not condoned the mutilation of kitten's genitalia or kitten genitalia. Nor do we accept responsibility if a leprechaun chops off your foot and tries to sell it on eBay or if he and or she tries to make love to it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's a little disclaimer.
That is Hot Mess. Yeah. Okay.
We are not responsible.
No.
I got an issue.
What's your major malfunction,
it's
Ed?
It's driving, okay? So I got a pet peeve with driving.
Here we go.
Like, you don't like to drive?
No, I'm not a big driver.
North Delta.
I do. Let's not talk about where I live because it sucks. Okay. Turning corners.
Well, don't turn the city of North Delta against us.
They love us.
We love North
Delta.
It's more of a district anyways.
Okay.
The city. There's no mayor. Well,
whatever it is.
There is a mayor, but it's a municipality. Okay.
We digress.
What's the deal with people who turn the corner like so slow? Okay. What's up with that? Why you got to turn the corner? Like, turn the corner. You don't got to come to a complete stop. Then turn the corner at 2 kilometers an hour. Like, finish your turn. Like, get it done already. That's my peeve,
okay? We're supposed to gas coming out of the turn, actually.
Well, regardless, you don't need to do it at, like, 2 kilometers an hour.
It's the equivalent of a baseball bunt. It's, like, not following through with the swing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Follow
through. Finish it up.
I hate the people who don't pull all the way over into the turning lane. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, there's a little spot where the cars can't go, and you kind of pull in there, and then you turn right. And people just kind of stop and turn right out of the... It's just... And you go... And then it's... And you honk, yeah. And you're angry, and then your day is just ruined.
When people are waiting to pull into a spot, and the one person behind them won't go around, so everyone can't go around, or we're all waiting for someone to wait for a spot.
Or how about when people... drive on the other side of the road because they still think that they're in England or Australia and almost run over me, small children, and a woman pushing a cart full of groceries that she had just purchased from IGA, narrowly missing her, going up onto the curb, running over a small woodland creature that had possibly previously been a squirrel, maybe a badger, or even a small, like the runt of the litter wolverine. Mm. I hate it when that shit happens. I fucking hate it.
Whoa.
All right,
cool it now, as
the
New Edition
master
would say.
Of the F-bomb.
That never happened to you, did it?
We no. want to know. We want to know what
it was. Urban Fair, not IGA.
That's a script for a Chris Farley movie, isn't it?
Oh my god. We want to know what you guys pisses you off about driving. Give us a call here at Hot Mess, 604-822-CITR. That's 2487, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, 604-822-CITR. Call us up now. Now, Matt, you got something to talk about while we're waiting for people to call in, right?
Yeah, this is something else that actually annoys me.
This is hilarious.
Matt
what's hilarious? What's well, hilarious?
No, but what Matt... Okay, can I just say...
Say it, fine.
This is... What else annoys you in your life?
Jean-Claude Van Damme. You know, who wasn't a huge fan of kickboxer? You know, who wasn't a
Time
huge
cup.
Fan of blood sport? I mean, honestly. And so lately, this new movie, JCVD, Jean-Claude Van Damme, came out, where Jean-Claude plays himself, and he's going back to Brussels to try and, like, re-energize his career. And I watched the movie, you know, everyone's been talking about it, and they're like, Jean-Claude, he's so great. Oh, my God, it's amazing. He cries. And so I watched the movie, and I was like... all right. Like, I guess it came up. My respect for him maybe went up like half a notch. I was like, Jean-Claude, you know, it's not that bad. He was kind of vulnerable in the movie. And then I look online and I find out that some girl was trying to interview him on the red carpet, and this creepy little French man turned on him or on her and started trying to hit on her. And this is what he said in the interview. She was asking about what it was like filming this movie because it was so great. And he was like, I really opened myself up in JCVD. I peeled back the skin of the fruit. I cut the pulp, and then I took that very hard seed. In the film, I cut the hard seed, and inside that seed was a kind of liquid cream substance of the man I am, or the woman you are. It was like being naked. I would love to be naked in front of you.
Dude, I have a boner right now. Full on fulcrum erection.
You just got Trevor Risk hot. All right, you have a problem with driving or Jean-Claude Van Damme, call
us. Give us a holler.
604-822-CITR in Vancouver. That's right. Tell us your pet peeves.
And the phone boards are lighting. Actually, the
phone
boards
are lighting. That's my pet peeve. I have a pet peeve because the phone board lights up and then people are like, oh, I got to listen to it ring, so I'm going to hang up after like two times.
No, it's because you forget to answer the phone.
What do you mean I forget that?
And then they hang up
because no
one answers.
You want me to answer in the middle of your conversation? That'd be rude.
I swear to God, I'll answer it right now.
Right now.
And now.
I was trying to will callers. You know what? You know what?
What?
It's funny because... Have we ever done this before?
We have. We had three callers, and they all hung up because...
No, wait. Have we actually ever done a call-in show before?
Yeah. Remember Punani?
I actually don't remember a lot about any of
any
previous
Punani
shows that we've
the
ever
The waxing
done.
And the Matt eating a banana and at the airport?
What do you think is our hot mess best moment? Because I thought interviewing the devil was like a really great moment, but someone actually said that the hot dog banana... butt massage thing was like one of the funniest things on the show.
I was on for that one. That was the last time I was on. I remember that.
All right. And on a
Oh,
we've got a caller.
Oh, caller.
Go to the phones.
Go to the phones.
Go to
the phones. Hey.
Before they hang up.
CATR, hello. What's your pet peeve?
Going on, Eddie.
Not much. Not much.
Is that your uncle?
From North Delta.
Wow.
Who's calling here?
Great, man. How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey.
Yeah, pet peeve. Driving, when you're in the left lane, stopped at a red. And then it fucking turns green and dude throws on his left signal. Pisses me off.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Graham, I happen to remember you driving around. At one point, you had an air horn. And every time someone would do a pet peeve, you would blast them in the face with the air horn as you drove by.
It's a great move, guys. You got to try it sometime.
Another good move is to have one of those confetti cannons, and so you just drive up beside them and just bang right into their car window.
I want to invent like car signs, like little signs you can hold up as you drive by someone, like the guy who's driving
nice.
Slow in the fast
lane, yeah.
And you can just put up a sign and be like, "Get in the slow lane, douche fuck," or like, you know, "You're hot," and like have your phone number on there and like get the girl to call you. I wouldn't do that because I'm married, but someone else might do that.
I don't know, man. Honestly, I think that we should just go back to horse and trolley and horse and carriage.
Zip
horse
lines.
And buggy.
There you go. That took you three tries and you got there.
Horse and buggy.
Zip lines.
I like it.
Zip lines all
is
around
the city. Is that because you're from
Cowtown? Ooh, zip lines around the city.
Yeah, get it from here.
That's good.
With a zip line. I'm telling you, I'm working on it. I know a guy.
Hey, Graham.
Yo.
So, thanks for calling in. What's going on tonight? What's happening? It's Friday. Where's the
That's
crazy
Friday,
party
yeah.
at?
Chilling at home. Don't know, buddy.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. you could say anything.
You're really
live on the air. The whole city of Vancouver potentially could be hearing you,
and you're in your underwear on the couch.
You got it, man.
All right, dude. Thanks a lot for calling in. Keep it real.
You guys have a good night.
Yeah,
cheers, bro.
You should come to Section 3 tonight. Not only will I be playing, but Benjamin Arthur will be there.
Just hanging out.
No,
that's what he does.
He'll be there serving you, so if you want to be served by someone on television, it'll make you feel like a big shot.
Wow, you know what? We should open. That's a great opening a restaurant or bar
where celebrity famous people work.
Yeah,
washed up celebrities.
Well, wait a minute.
This is a real restaurant.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's called. Was it?
It's called Joe Forte's.
I'm dating a girl. Who
let's
works.
Make it. So make a reality show out of that.
How about we do more music?
Nah, okay.
Yes. Oh, wait, is that another caller? Is that just like the
light?
No,
that's the
light.
Just hanging out.
That's Graham waiting for us.
Yeah, he's waiting for us on
the couch. Okay, let's play some more music. T-Risk,
okay.
What you got?
I can't remember the name of the girl. It's Lisa something, but it's a remix by the Teddy Bears, who have never made a song that isn't awesome.
Yubba dubba doo. We'll be right back.
would come of age. Get alone on a morning page. You put your back to the spine. You said it was fine. There's nothing really left to say. You're taking time with your vacuum. Something sweet to forget about. If you go your own way, you go my own way. You'll never speak of it.
Sam?
Hello?
We're trying to play music and you're... What are you doing? What are you doing in the background there, girl?
Oh, man, I'm trying to set up Rock Band for a bunch of children.
Rock Band for children. Friday nights have changed for you, I'm guessing.
It's really nice when you can sing Hell's Bells, when you have a bunch of six-year-olds singing Hell's Bells.
Why are you babysitting? What's going on?
It's my staff work party, and that means work for me, party for my staff.
Hey, Sam, do you hate driving and or Jean-Claude Van Damme? Do you hate driving and or Jean-Claude Van Damme?
I do not hate Jean-Claude, but I do hate driving.
Hmm. Jean-Claude loves you, too.
What do you hate the most about driving, Sam?
Voulez-vous coucher avec Jean-Claude Van Damme for you, Sam?
Whatever, he's still going. You can't fault the guy. He's still kicking.
But he wants to get naked in front of you and cut the seed and show you his creamy liquid.
What? I called in at a strange time.
Yeah, you know what? If you'd been listening to the show instead of babysitting kids and singing along to AC/DC.
Weak.
How was the show? I missed it, but
it's not going
we
talked well, to Jason Dussault from...
it's not going well. Sausage party. You're not here. Yeah. No, there's no liquor.
There's no liquor or vaginas.
You know what? I'm a little worried. You're so good looking. You might be taking my spot permanently.
That's true. I can't argue with that, actually, at all.
Please, spare me.
Matt's wearing a suit. He's looking smashing.
Where are you playing tonight?
Well, thank you.
Where am I playing tonight? I am playing at Section 3. We covered that earlier in the show.
I missed it, but I will be there.
Sam.
I miss you guys. I love you guys. Have a good show.
Oh, great.
We need women.
Good talking to you.
What?
Merry Christmas. Enjoy the children.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
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 Huh.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable.
Well, it's socially awkward there for a moment.
Hmm. Why does she hate us?
She doesn't. I don't think it's so much hate as much as it is that, you know, I believe the children are the future. And teach them well and let them lead
the way. Hey, speaking of songs, I think
I think we should do a nice rendition of Reading Rainbow's theme song, because it was pretty good before when we were singing it while we were waiting to get into the studio.
Well, we had a conversation about
Kermit the Frog.
No,
the
Reading
Rainbow Connection.
Okay. we're so bored and running out of content that we're actually going to spend the next 25 minutes singing bad children's TV themes.
Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to break it down for you right now. The show is called Hot Mess. Usually it includes a wonderful, blonde, awesome DJ, and Jay and I usually drink at least a Mickey of vodka. And today we decided to do the sober show. And the show... it's not as much of a hot mess as it usually is.
You know what, though? We're going to get hot and messy in other ways, and we always will. And we're going to bring you more fun, fresh, freaky, other words that start with F. Phantasmagorical? No, that's a PH.
Felicio.
Anyways, it's going to keep going, and we love Trevor Risk, and we thank him for being here because he's brought us some fucking awesome music, and he's going to take us out.
Oh, that's true.
And if you want to go see him, he's at Section 3 tonight. We thank Jason Dussault. For calling in and talking to us about clothes.
And Benjamin Arthur.
Talking to us about clothes.
Yeah, he did talk about clothes as well.
Make sure you watch Less Than Kind, though.
This is the Hot Mess Fashion episode, apparently.
Music out.
Music out. Are we set up, Trevor Risk? Are we good to go?
We're good. We're going to play a song by my band, The Good News, who is number 2 on the college charts right now.
That's right.
Hey, college.
Mm-hmm. Hey, college.
You like good music?
Mm-hmm.
I thought so. Mm-hmm. See you later, guys, next week.
Hotmess.org. Mm-hmm.